Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos, and we are holding on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at the very top of the page. So it says the Mishnah, Hevi lefanav meliach tchila upasimau mevarech al meliach upoter sapas. If they bring some salted food and bread with it, you make a brach on the salted food, and that covers the bread. Shapas tfeilelo, because bread is secondary to the salted food. Zeh haklal. The rule is that any time you have an ikar and a tafel, you make a brach on the ikar, and that paters the tafel. So says the Gemara, is salted food more of an ikar than bread? Bread becomes tafel to salted food? We're talking about people who eat peros ginosar, that because of the sweetness of the fruit, it causes them to have a bit of a weak heart, and they need to eat salted foods to regain their energy. So main point number one, the ikar paters the tafel, and peros ginosar makes it that maliach food is the ikar legabe pas. When I followed Rabbi Yochanan to eat peros ginosar, when we were 100 people, he gave each of us 10. When we were 10 people, he would give us each 100, and we were able to eat massive amounts of it. We were able to eat 100 of them, just like we were able to eat 10 of them. And each hundred of us would carry a humongous basket, and we'd eat it, and we were satisfied, but it was as if we hadn't tasted any food. As if we never ate mizonos. We were nourished, but we didn't eat. We were still hungry for more. It was so delicious. Rabbi Avo achal ada hava sarik le dudava me apose. The Rabbi Zer would eat it until to the point that I don't know what this means, like oil would drip from his face or something. Ravam and Ravasi have achli adinatar mazayim. They would eat until their hair would fall out. Rav Shimon Lakish have achli adimorid. He would eat until he was murid. What does that mean, that he was murid? Rashi says, till he went out of his mind. Daito mitrefes, till his brain went nuts. Vamalu Rabbi Yochanan debe nesia, vav meshadale Rabbi Yehuda nesia ba'alushe abasrei, umaisele lebeisei, that they sent groups of people to bring it back to his house. Kias Rav Dimi Amar, irachas hasil l'liyanei melech para melech, there was a city that Yanei Melech had in Har Melech sheyomotziya mimena shishim ribo safale tirias lekotze teinim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. They used to bring 600,000 buckets of these little fish for the fig cutters on every week. That's how plentiful the fish were. Kiasu Ravin Amar, Ilan Echod Hoyle Liane Melch Baramelech, Shem Ridin Menu Arbaim Son of Gozels, Misholish Brichos Bechodesh. There was a certain tree that Yane Melch had in Aramelech that they would pull from it 40 sa'ah of birds from three different nests each and every month. That's how plentiful it was. Kiasar of Yitzchak Amar, Irach HaSais of Eretz Yisrael, the Gufnishma. There was a city in Israel called Gufnis. Shayu Bashmanim, Shmonim Zugos Achim Kohanim, Nesum Shmonim Zugos Achias Kohanis, Kohanos, where there were 80 pairs of brothers who were Kohanim, married to 80 sisters who were Kohanos. Ubatka Rabban Misurva Nardav Lashcha Bar Mi Binte Drav Chista Davon Nesivin, the Rabbi Barchama, Ulmarukva Barchama. And the Rabban checked from Surah till Narda, and they couldn't find any examples of this other than the daughters of Rav Chista who were married to Mari Bar Chama and Maruk Bar Chama. The Avgav the Inu Avakanta in the Avgav the Inhi Avakanta, and even though the girls were Bas Kohens, Inu La Avikani, the boys were not Bnei Kohanim. Amrav Kol Suda Shein Bamelech in a Suda. Any Suda that doesn't have salt is not a Suda. Amrav Chibar Abba Amriyachon Kol Suda Shein Ba Sarif. Ain't a suda. Any suda that doesn't have soup is not a suda. So main point number two, we have various teachings about massive amounts of food that are found in certain places. And main point number three, 80 pairs of Kohanim brothers were married to 80 pairs of Kohanos sisters in Eretz Yisrael, but it was not so common in Bavel. In Bavel, we barely found two Kohanim sisters married to brothers who aren't even Kohanim. And then main point number four, you need salt and soup to be considered a su'uda, for something to be considered a genuine su'uda. Mishnah. Rav Gamliel says that you bench, a full benching, if you ate grapes or figs or pomegranates. Chama say no, you say an alamichir. Rabbi Kiva Amar afilu achol shalak v'hu mezono mivarach lev gimel brachos. Even if you just ate cooked vegetables, but if that's your meal, then you bench. Hashosam mayim letzamam mivarach shakol niya b'dvaro. If a person drinks water because he's thirsty, he recites shakol niya b'dvaro. Rabbi Tafrin Omer, bari nefashos rabos v'chasronan. The Rabbi Tafrin says the proper bracha is bari nefashos. My time in the Rabbi Gamliel, what is the svara for Rabbi Gamliel, who said that you bench on anav mteinim rimonim tchsiv eretz chitus ora uksiv eretz asher lo b'meskenus tochal balechem uksiv yachat v'svat v'rachtas Hashem alakecha. So you see that both by eating the seven minim and by lechem, we have the pasuk v'yachat v'svat v'rachta. V'rabbanan eretz hivsika inyan. The Rabbanan say no, the word eretz breaks it up between the two pasukim. So the v'yachat v'svat v'rachta is only going on when you actually eat lechem. Rav Gamliel nami eretz hivsika inyan. Doesn't Rav Gamliel also agree that the word eretz breaks it up? No, he needs that to teach us that when you chew on wheat, that you do not on raw wheat, that you do not bench. Anything from the Chamesh Saminim, you make a Mizonos as a Bracha Rishona, and Alamichio as a Bracha Achrona. Amar Rab Bar Mari, Amar Rab Shubban Levi, Kol Shum Yishuv Saminim, anything that's one of the Shuv Saminim, B'tchilim Varech Bar Priya Eitz, Ulbusof Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, it's a Bar Priya Eitz, and Alamichio. Amar Le Abayil Rav Dimi, My new bracha achas mein shalosh. What is the bracha achas mein shalosh? Amrei apiri de eitz ala eitz yal pri eitz val tnuvus sadol eretz chem de tovar chavash and chatal v'sein alachom v'priya v'vuspami tuvar rachem ha-shem alakein ha-yish ala mecha v'yish ala mirach v'al tzion v'al miktashach v'al mizbechacha v'sivna Yerushalayim yirkatshach v'meir v'yameinu v'al inu l'socha v'samachinu ba ki ata tov v'metav l'akol. That is the bracha achrona you say when you eat the fruits of the Zion Minim. De chamesh saminim, when you eat one of the five grains, alamichia alkalkal vatanuvasa sada vichasim alaris alamichia. So you adjust it slightly to say alamichia. Michtim b'may chasim. How do you conclude the bracha? Kiyas Rav Dimi Amarav chasim rosh chodesh mevarich mekadosh shel rosh chodeshim. When it's rosh chodesh, you say mekadosh shel rosh chodeshim. Hacha mai. What about over here? Rav Chista Amar ala aretz v'al peros seha. You say ala aretz v'al peros seha. Rav Yochanan Amar ala aretz v'al peros. Not peros seha, but al ha peros. They're not arguing. It depends where your peros are from. Halan v'haluhu. If you're from Eretz Yisrael, it's al aretz v'al peros seha. If you're from Bavel, it's al aretz v'al ha peros. Masrav Nachum Reitzchak inu akli v'anan mevarchin. Wait, if they're eating, we're going to be making brachos, meaning the peros of Eretz Yisrael are the only ones that warrant this special bracha. We're not eating peros of Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ela epoch. Rav Chista Amar al Eretz Yisrael peros, Rav Yochanan Amar al Eretz Yisrael peroseha. So that's why we have to switch around. We say, no, we say the bracha. I said it backwards before, but now we're saying, we say the bracha al Eretz Yisrael peros, they say al Eretz Yisrael peroseha in Eretz Yisrael. Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdim Mishum Rabbeinu al Habeya v'amini kufa b'tchilim v'arik shahakol ul'b'sof parin fashos shabos aval yarkalo on eggs and meat you say a shahakol and a barin fashos but not on vegetables. Rav Yitzchak Amar afilu yarka even on vegetables aval maya lo but not on water. Rav Papa Amar afilu maya even on water. Marzutra avik Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdim Marzutra followed the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdim v'sim barashi avik Rav Yitzchak and v'sim barashi did like Rav Yitzchak v'sim menayich Chad Kitrei Vitrei Kachad. And the way to remember who did what is that Marzutra is one, followed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, which is two names. Rav Simi Bar Ashi, which is two names, did like Rav Yitzchak, which is one name. Am Rav Ashi Anan Zimna Deki Matkarna Avidna Kukulu. He says, when I remember, I try to do like all of the opinions. So let's do. Meaning even like Rav Papa. So let's do some main points over here and then we will call it a day. So main point number five, Rav Gamliel holds you bench on grapes and pomegranates and figs based on the juxtaposition of the pasuk about Zayin Minim with the pasuk of benching. And main point number six, in Eretz Yisrael we say Al Peroseha, whereas in Chutz Aretz we say Al Ha Peros. And then main point number one in Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we have three opinions about bracha achrona: A, on egg and meat, but not on vegetables; B, on vegetables but not on water; and C, you even say bracha achrona on water. So three opinions about a bracha achrona. As Hashem, next time we'll do Mem Dalet Amud Beis and try to finish up the parak.